Hello, we are Angela Benjamin
and David J. Lilly,
and we are both jewellery designer makers who spend every day surrounded by shiny things.
We are both passionate about jewellery
and love learning all we can about jewellery making and sharing what we've learned with you.
Perhaps you're a jewellery lover or creative type, or spend your days at the bench like we do.
Whichever it is, we hope you'll enjoy our sparkling chit-chat, our silly stories, and our thoughts on living a creative and slightly dusty life,
with a few laughs along the way.
You can find our podcasts on all your favourite apps, including, of course, the biggies, Apple, Spotify, and Chrome Podcasts.
So if you want to know who we are and share our passion for all that glitters, then stay with us for the next 30-ish minutes.
This is
Ange
and David with Little Gems on Jewellery
and Life. Hello, Ange. How are you?
Hi, David. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And how is cold and wet England?
Yes, it's not wet today for the first time in what feels like weeks. It is very chilly, though, and very dark already. But yes, it's otherwise good. How are things in Canada? I've been following all of your lovely posts. You look like you're just on holiday, mate.
Well, I had my friend Richie over for 2 weeks.
It
was his first time in Canada. He decided he wanted to treat himself for his 30th birthday. And now Richie and I had known one another for 10 years because we met when we were both at uni.
Okay.
He is a somewhat, obviously, more mature student than he was. So we just kind of hit it off. We did the same course and we've just always stayed in touch. We kind of lived fairly locally in the UK as well. So we used to see each other every kind of week or fortnight. So he fancied coming out here. And so he did. His first time in Canada and first time this side of North America as well. So a big adventure. So yeah, that's what that was all about.
So you've been playing tour guide, basically, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We did a bit of a road trip for a couple of days down to Soyuz, which is down south of us, and then back up and back into Big White, which is one of the ski hills down up here, and found some snow up there, but not deep enough to actually ski in, apparently, at that point. They need quite a deep bed of snow before they can start skiing. And then he had a day skiing with our friend Ryan, who lives up at Salmon Arm, and because the snow is thicker further up the valley than it is down south. And yeah, just kind of being out and about and showing them the place and kind of meeting people and seeing what Canada's like.
Oh, wonderful. And do you feel like you're settling in there now?
Yes and no. It's interesting because not today, but in the last few days, there's been quite a lot of anniversaries. First one was on the 14th of December, which is when we left the UK last year. And we went to LA and then travelled around the US before we came up to Canada in January. And then the 15th of December was when you and I did our first podcast.
I know. Just as you said that, I suddenly thought, oh my God, is that a year ago?
Yeah. I know.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary. And you've had an amazing year. I mean, I've done different things, obviously, but jewellery-wise, you've just gone from strength to strength, haven't you?
It has been a bit of a manic few months. So since we last spoke, I was hinting that I had a little secret. So obviously now my little secret is out.
Yep.
And for anyone that doesn't know, I was a featured contributor on series two, however you want to call it, of Make It at Market, which is a BBC One program which helps creative businesses to promote themselves, basically, and gives you're assigned a mentor for a two-month period who will set you various action plans to help further your business, whatever that may be.
And you did so that well.
Thank you. It was really intense. I mean, it all felt quite last minute. I only heard that I'd been accepted on the show 2 weeks before filming.
Wow.
And filming was, yeah, exactly. Filming was middle of July. So 2 days filming in a lovely National Trust park called Waterperry Gardens in Oxfordshire. That was real sort of eye-opener of an experience, which, you know, you've been through with all the glitters, and I'm sure yours went on for a few more days than 2 days. But it's really odd having someone homing in on you with a camera and asking you what you're doing. You're like, well, I'm just filing. No, tell me why you're filing. I'm sure that rings some bells with you.
Oh, absolutely it does. Yeah, it's very strange to... It's having all these cameras around you, isn't it? In the end, I found that I didn't really notice them. I don't know about you, but it is quite intrusive suddenly when you have to stop and think about how to explain what you're doing for for someone who's actually looking at it and not understanding anything.
Yeah. No, we had a really lovely cameraman. We only had the one for most of the filming, so it wasn't too bad. And he would just ask very specific questions. And if we didn't get the right answer, he'd say, cut. And then we'd have to go back again.
Right.
So, you know, it wasn't too bad.
Cool. Well, that's just the kind of the icing on the cake, really, for you this year, because you did such an amazing job with your De Beers
project earlier in the year. Yes, and then I had one of my pieces accepted for New York Jewelry Week, which was, again, amazing, through Snag. So that's going to be on display until mid-January. When it will either be sold, fingers crossed, or it will be sent back to me. So yeah, that was wonderful. And then I also got a piece into the Tomfoolery Art Room exhibition.
Oh, I don't know that. Tell me about that one.
Oh, yes. Well, I did contact you for a little bit of advice. On where to put the stones and should I include the stones, which was really helpful. So that was a project that's run annually by Tomfoolery, which is a jewellery gallery in North London. And they select 24 jewellers, independent jewellers, to design what they call an art ring. So you have quite an open brief. It's got to be a narrative piece inspired by whatever you want. Got to produce a little design, and then video yourself making this piece, put it together, and then send it to them, and then hopefully they sell it. And brilliantly, mine did actually sell, and I got paid for it today, which was really exciting.
Lovely. I'm not surprised it sold. It was absolutely beautiful.
Well, it's a strange one, because when I looked at the other entrance, I was horrified by mine at first. I thought, oh my God, it stands out like a sore thumb. Nearly all of the others were gold. Very glitzy looking, nothing like mine. I just felt I was in the wrong arena for my work. So it was really lovely that within sort of 2 days or so of the show opening, a lovely lady went into the shop, bought the ring, and she actually messaged me on Instagram to say, just to let you know, I fall in love with your ring. I bought it. It's brilliant, and she wants me to commission a piece for her in the new year, which is even more exciting.
Wonderful. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I think that's all my news at the moment. That's plenty.
Well, fantastic news, isn't it? What are you working on at the moment, then?
I am working on... I'm not going to share it, but it's a project that I've been umming and ahhing about doing. And I just thought, just do it. It's something kind of a bit of a passion project. And it's quite a complicated piece. So I'm sort of doing lots of designing. And I don't know if you remember from before, I've explained that I'm not one for sitting down and sketching and working out things before I put them together. I just sort of put them together. And so I'm at the stage where I put it together and things aren't quite working. You'd think I'd learn, David, wouldn't you? So I'm at the final stages. There's a bit of a deadline with this piece. So I've basically got to do a little bit of remaking. This all sounds very vague, doesn't it? You're probably wishing you didn't ask me. But yes, so that's that. Off the back of doing Make It at Market, I was fantastically busy last week, just off the scale from the moment the show finished airing. My website went bonkers. So I've been packaging orders, today is the last day for getting my Christmas orders out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm putting my feet up for a few days, well, more than a few days, hopefully.
And why not?
Exactly. Definitely. I feel I deserve it. So have you been selling anything through your website, jewellery-wise?
Not a lot this year. No, not a lot.
Right.
I didn't expect to anyway, because I'm not really, I mean, I'm not
promoting it.
I've not done a huge amount on social media throughout the year because I haven't had a lot to say. I mean, I was working, you know, on the waxes earlier in the summer and got a lot of that done. And then I just kind of lost the impetus to follow them through and, you know, have them cut the set, the jewels. So, there's, you know, it's not been a huge amount this year. I mean, like you, I got a piece into Snag, which was nice. mine's just on the online one this year, unlike last year. But that's great. The piece I put up was something I really like, but I wasn't sure it was wholly what they wanted. But I thought, you know, if you put it up anyway, you know, even if you don't get into the actual physical sale or exhibition, you get into the online one, which was fine, because obviously being here and not being in the studio makes certain things, you know, slightly more difficult to do. But, you know, I'm happy with where I am. I've been doing all sorts of other creative stuff over the kind of late summer and, well, more like the autumn anyway. So that's been fun in itself.
And have you done any more teaching?
Haven't done any since, again, when was it? Probably July, I think it was. It was the last time that I was doing, being a volunteer teacher at the Burling Community Arts Centre. So that was fun. I mean, I did enjoy that. I have given a lesson away in stained glass to a friend for their birthday. So I will be showing them on a kind of one-to-one lesson how to do that next year, which will be fun.
That sounds good. And what's happening on the job front?
So the job offer is still there and we're waiting for a visa to kind of, you know, be activated. So it's down to the pace of bureaucracy. Which, as we all know, can be bloody slow at times.
And remind me, what was the role, David, that you got?
So that's the learning coordinator, or the programs, learning programs coordinator at the Alan Brookes Nature Centre. So I'm going to be devising learning programs for them. They already have a few that they work with schools, but they want to actually expand the opportunities into different age groups from, you know, post-school age all the way up to seniors. So I'm looking at different things. I'm creating a couple of awards at the moment, which are for kind of 11 to 25-year-olds, depending on... There's two different levels. The lower one is more aimed at the 11 to 14-year-olds, so still the school age, but not the same format as we're doing at the moment. And then the higher level one is aimed at more 14 to 25-year-olds. So it offers people something to do that's different before they leave school. I mean, the academic qualifications when people leave school here are different from what they are in the UK anyway. But this offers something else. And especially I geared it towards people who do not naturally sit down and do exams.
Yeah.
You can create a portfolio, and the portfolio is what actually they can show in a way of achieving the goal that was set by the actual award. So there's those that I'm working on. When I was at uni back in 2017 doing my master's, I created a card game all about sustainability. And it went down really well. It was really popular with the people who played it, and the academics liked it as well. So I'm recreating that at the moment as a different version of it that's more geared to where we are in the Okanagan and the nature that we have here rather than just sustainability. So it's about... starting one about nature, and then kind of if this takes off well, then I can create a different version or different versions of it. So that's kind of been keeping me busy as well, creating all this stuff.
And is that something that's going to be for your new job, or are you marketing that as a separate project?
This is for the new job, because even though I can't start at the moment, it doesn't stop me actually creating the things that I want to, you know, provide for it. So at least be a bit ahead of the game when I am actually allowed to start.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And are you looking forward to Will this be your first Christmas in Canada then?
It will, because last time we were in the USA.
Yes. Yeah.
So we have a bit of snow. The snow, we had a lot of snow Wednesday last week, and that has slowly been disappearing again. We haven't had a huge amount since. So it's actually very warm here compared to what was expected. They have had a lot more snow in previous years at this point. So we're waiting for the huge dumps of snow to kind of descend on us.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have a very traditional looking Christmas by the sounds of it, from a scenic point of view anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm learning to kind of be more confident about driving when the snow is around as well, which was never a joy of mine back in the UK. And obviously we hardly had snow there. But over here, you just have to, kind of get used to it. We were out on Thursday last week with some friends. They invited us to a theatrical event, which is outdoors. It's at a theatre company that's based on a farm. And they produce outdoor productions throughout the year. And this is their Christmas one, which is based on the Nutcracker. And it was wonderful. The whole event was absolutely stunning. And you were taken from place to place around the farm in these huge sleighs in the snow. And it had snowed very heavily the day before. So it looked absolutely perfect.
Oh,
we went at dusk as well. So there was still a bit of light when we started out. And by the time we finished an hour and a half later, it was black. And so it was really lovely to be outdoors in that.
Yes.
As the sun was going down, as the stars were coming out, and very clever. But to get there, we went with the friends who drove. And Paul is a very confident, long-term driver in snow. So I was sitting in the back thinking, wow, this is a lot faster than I would be. Okay, I'll get there one day, but it's not going to be this week.
I was going to say, that's going to be you soon.
Not about soon, maybe next year. Take it, Ginger.
Well,
yes.
I believe we're coming to the end of our little partnership or
we
hiatus.
We are, because we've chatted about this a bit, and obviously the last few have been with guests that we've individually spoken with. But at the moment, I don't have much to say about jewellery because I'm just not doing any. And I know this is little gems on jewellery and life, but there has to be kind of jewellery, I think, from both of us to make it work. And you're full on with it. And obviously, I'm full on with changing my life at the moment.
It was light. Well, you can still provide the life aspect.
Well, I can. This is it. But the life at the moment is just snow. That's it.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with that because it looks,
No.
And we're just, go on.
It's been a really lovely experience. When you first asked me to embark on this little journey with you, I was petrified. There's always having to sort of talk about stuff ad lib. Terrifying. But you've always been really easy to chat to, and you were the main draws for me doing this anyway. So just wanted to get that out there.
That's really lovely. Thank you. It was lovely when you agreed to step in. When Emma decided she didn't want to do it anymore, you were my immediate choice to, to kind of...
Oh, yeah, you say that now. it's been really lovely. And I must admit, I've, as well as chatting to you, I've really enjoyed pushing myself out of my comfort zone and doing the interviews, because again, that's not something I would ever have seen myself doing. But I think, we can both agree that we've both had some really lovely chats and met some very interesting jewelers or people in the jewelry industry. And I was quite surprised at the appetite for the talks that we've had, because people who listen say, oh, that was really good. I really loved listening to so-and-so and listening to us talking as well. So it's really nice to know that people have, taken the time to sort of tune in fortnightly to our little sessions of rambling and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, yeah. There's so many people have actually made comments and said, you know, love the last episode, blah, 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 blah. And that was great to get feedback because obviously we're having fun doing it because we're just having a good feedback. And then we're have the opportunity to actually, you know, interrogate other people to find out how they do the things that we're not necessarily capable of doing yet. So that's always a really good eye opener. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No, it's been fantastic. So, how are you still following Joy? I know you put out a little notice that you've come off socials and you're living the in real life for now, which I totally agree with. Are you? Is there anyone creatively that you would encourage people to follow? Anything new that you've seen or?
There's been, I suppose, because I've been slowly spending less time on social media over the last couple of months. There's been no one that's really kind of stood out that I haven't already talked about. No one that I've suddenly become aware of. I mean, that's the interesting thing with Canada, because it's such a big place and there's so few people in it, comparatively. There's less opportunity to kind of to find new people. I mean, yes, on social media you can, but I've been spending less time on it. I haven't. The one thing I did do, and I can't remember whether I mentioned it or not, was set up a little WhatsApp group for Canadians.
Yes, because I'd encourage you to do that last time I spoke about WhatsApp. Oh, he's listening to my advice.
Yeah, so that's done. I think there were 7 or 8 of us on there.
That's really good.
It's very much just like if you have a question, you know, about this, that, and the other, by all means ask it, or if you just want a general chit chat, kind of get on it. And, you know, people get on now and again and then, you know, don't follow. But it's there so that those of us who are all over the country, because I think it's Amanda in Ontario that's the furthest east. And then there are a couple of people on the island, can't remember who they are now, which is bad, but I can't, I'm terrible with names, who are probably the furthest west. And then the rest of us are kind of green. So, you know, that has been great. And having met three jewelers now who are based in Vernon, that's been lovely as well to kind of just spend time with them. And Susan Carl and I, and Susan's husband Ron and Krish, all have really got on, you know, on a social level as well. So that's been lovely to actually have that opportunity to take what was an Instagram connection through to actually, you know, developing a
friendship.
New
friendship.
Fantastic. So what's the plan?
Christmas, as little as possible. I'm having a very quiet one, very small family Christmas. But I'm looking forward to New Year because I'm off to Bologna with a friend.
Oh.
So we're going to the food capital of Italy, which I can't wait for. And I'm just going to stuff myself silly. And I might have the odd little tipple as well. But it's all about the food.
Excellent. Just wear lots of loose clothing, that's it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And how about you?
So we have we invited people around for Christmas Day, most of whom are going here, there, and everywhere. But one of our friends, Tim, will be spending Christmas Day with us. He's an Albertan but lives here in Kelowna. And then New Year's Eve, we've been invited up to friends in Salmon Arm, which is up the top of the North Okanagan, so much further up the valley, about an hour and a half's drive from here in good weather. So in between, we're probably going to have a couple of days away. We used to go down to Wells in the West Country for a couple of days between Christmas and New Year. And obviously, it's a bit far to go from here. So we are trying to find a suitable hotel that has kind of, you know, lounge space or maybe has a roaring fire type of thing so that
we can just
go and, you know, just contemplate the year that we've had, going forward, and just spend some time out of the Christmasy New Year thing, and taking ourselves just somewhere else to do it. So, yeah, those are the kind of plans we have. So, again, like you, nothing huge, which is lovely. We've already been to a Christmas party last weekend. No, weekend before last. So that started December off well. And we'll just take the rest as we find it.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds lovely. So I guess we've got to say goodbye.
I know.
For now.
Yeah.
I keep saying for now because I'm sure we're obviously going to keep in touch.
Yes.
And we may or may not come back, but definitely it's been a blast on my part. I've really loved it. And thank you for giving me the opportunity and the experience.
Ah, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's been really fun to do with you. You know, and like I said, I'm not doing jury at the moment, so I don't feel it's quite what, you know, the podcast listeners want to have. So rather than giving them something they think they're missing out on, let's just, you know, give it a break for now.
Yeah, that sounds feasible, but watch this space.
Yeah.
Take care, lovely.
You too. Lots of love.
Hey, keep in touch.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks to Alfie Amadeus for the amazing track of Topi, which has our theme music. Bye-bye.